Journey to Pentecost, week 6, day 109, May the 9th, 2024. For your waiting season. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the first chapter, verses 4 through 8. And being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Devotional. Yesterday, we delved deep into the purpose of taking time to be set apart for the things of God and the power of true transformation through Jesus. Beginning with the phrase, there was a purpose, we have to ask ourselves, what was the purpose? Why did we have to go through those seasons of uncertainty? Why did we have to go through that time of pressing? Your waiting season or your transformation season was so that you can be prepared for the next level of your ministry. The Lord needed you to be able to handle the level of welfare you would be facing. The Lord was equipping you with Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 19, which we as believers know as the full armor of God. As mentioned in verse 7 of Acts chapter 1, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power. When God has established authority over a specific season and time, it is not up to us to live in doubt and fear, but to be obedient, because that season is for us to be filled up with the Holy Spirit again. We get so caught up in our everyday lives and lose sight in the trivia of everyday life. That is why God calls us to fast and pray, die to our flesh, humble ourselves before the Lord, and not forget the reason of our salvation, our true purpose. That purpose is to win souls to Christ, engraft them in the true vine so that they may bear fruit. Prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak a new birth in the body of Christ. I speak the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to fill them, that their storehouses may burst forth with new wine. Lord, as we intercede for each other during this time, I pray that this word is speaking to the confirmation that they need in the Spirit for the new levels God is taking them. He is allowing you to go through, child of God, for his glory, and will be establishing a new authority over and in your life, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 7. You are a royal priesthood. My God, he is transforming you like never before in these last days. You will be a change in the lives of many. The world, your family, and yourself will know that this power came through the beating and pressing in the Spirit. They will know that it was by the precious blood of Jesus. They will know it was birthed through by the purification of the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that the next time you go through a waiting season or a fasting season, you do it with joy and gladness, because God is establishing his authority in your life to save souls and give him the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.